Blog Talk Radio.
Alright. Ha! Yo. There it is. Alright.
Listen up.
Yes. I want you to take this one right here and knock them over their head over there. Knock them
over
their right?
motherfucking head in
this
the
one's for y'all.
Alright,
yo.
What they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's out of UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA,
what they gon' do,
what
they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's out of UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original, our words ain't so critical, we both so
unforgettable,
so when we come together, it's like magic, call it Camelot, I'm not a artist, I'm a weed smoker, I just rap a lot. You definitely like the king of beats. Fuck it, call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
verse,
nigga, show us what you
come
got.
On.
You think I'm playing? Dagger only place to keep up in your
Huckleberry.
Doc Holliday is in the street. Dagger so intelligent, I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with Jimmy D. Kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them. Brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch how fast they come about them. That's the way you kill a fad. I said a fad. Dagger ain't a homophobe. But look at me and touch me wrong. I crack a homo front of them. Look at me on overload. I'm paranoid. I stay prepared. I stay aware of hating motherfuckers. So I'm never scared.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay?
What?
Where you get that beat?
That's out the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's out the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
Yeah, see, when I visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do. Wanna smoke that British weed? Fuck a British bitch and do a lot of drink. 80 proof or better to the dagger herb. Maybe grow a cherry curl or resurrect a fight gun. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast. Take me to the palace, better G, I make a car. Wait, I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Yes, we are fucked up. Wear a big old booty slipper, need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Dagger Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. Cause in the UK, we don't stack just
we J-Pal.
Dead, we getting fat, I'm hungry still, gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well, I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something mean to people over government.
Fuck the queen. What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's out the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's out the UK.
What you represent? Westside LA.
When the dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when you trippin' out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl.
Gonna have to kick me out. Find me, I ain't paying shit. Go ahead and turn me in. I will post bail though and do the same shit. Nigga, you can never win the fighter.
New time come.
You know you fucked up. You thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake.
Kill it quick.
Jumping, spinning, judo kick. Connected to his upper lip. That nigga did a back
flip.
Rip out the spinal column. That's my
first.
If I was a cannibal, it would be my
hurt.
I'm all about my salary. I need it now. Hand it over. Need my weed, pills, and drink. You don't want the dagger sword. Yeah, I want it all. Big, tall, stacks of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenbacks, nut, nutty. Tip stacks, don't scratch. Big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, my surrender.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's out the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's out the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What the fuck
do
y'all say now, Jesse?
What?
West Coast all day.
What?
With that UK connect.
What?
Jesse P.
What?
Y'all, what? Y'all better act like
what?
It.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right. All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale at Lois.
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who won't be having any.
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to.
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat.
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you?
think it's all gone. I think it's...
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
What's cracking, y'all? We back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, of course, this is the one-year anniversary of your Dagger joining up on Bang Out Radio. And, of course, of Slap Sundays, the first Sunday of this month that I've been here. Like I said, we had a week off, had a lot of shit going on, a lot of things was trying to get straight and get together and everything. But we back. We got a whole another year we're about to go on. And, damn, it's really been a year? It's like, what the fuck happened? When you forget about time, that's when you realize how fast it is, because, like I said, it don't even feel like I've been here for a year, honestly, but when I actually do think about it, it's like I've seen a lot happen here in a year. You know, I've seen a lot of things go down. Like I said, there was a full squad of Bang Out Radio DJs. Now I'm the only one left right now. I mean, I've seen a lot of things going on in this year throughout this music game right now, so we might get into that a little bit on the show a little bit later. Got some new music coming in that I want to get to y'all as well. But, of course, first and foremost, I got to shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, you know, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays. A lot of other shows about to be popping off again, so I'm going to go through the lineup of the new lineup going on right now on Bang Out Radio as well, so make sure y'all paying attention to that. Also, the X and B models doing their motherfucking thing, setting up chapters all around the damn world. Damn near, that's what it seems like, so you got to watch out for those ladies. They doing their thing as well. I mean, it's just a lot of things going on right now. So, again, shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey. If you want to get your network on, if you need somebody to holler at on some business shit, that's about it. If you ain't about the business, then don't even waste your time, all right? Make sure you hit her up. Also, next but not least, next but not least, y'all got to excuse me. It's hot than a motherfucker, man. Shit. But, all independent artists, everybody out there doing their thing, that's been doing their music thing, that's been doing this for as long as y'all been doing it, because, again, without y'all, there's no Bang Out Radio as well. I wouldn't have no music to play, and y'all know how I feel about commercial music, so thank you very much for doing what y'all doing and sending in y'all music to me. Remember, if you always want to send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? That's when you set up your music, interviews, anything y'all want to set up, or if you're just trying to get at the Dagger or holler at me about anything, that's where y'all need to get at me, is on the email, all right? And last but not least, like I said, just anybody out there that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show, take 2 hours out of their day to support these independent artists, like I said, to spread the word about the show, to spread just that's all you have to do, all right? I don't need y'all to do anything else. I don't want y'all to do anything else, because I know y'all got a lot of better things y'all could be doing. So if you support the show, if you like the show, the only thing I ask is that you talk about the show and you share the show, all right? Put somebody up on it, tell a friend. I mean, however you're going to do it, just do it. Good, bad, ugly. You got something bad to say about the show, that's fine too. But however you want to do it, just do it. And ain't this a bitch. It's been hot all motherfucking day. And right now, this second, I want to start raining outside. God, man, you got to love L.A. weather, man. You never know what the fuck to expect. But let's see who's out on the phone lines right now. Straight out to 832-5988. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yeah.
What it do, Levi? How you feeling tonight?
Good. It was good, man. You know I had to call in, man. But
I know why too. I got that new one. I got that new one in the gates right now, waiting to pop off, man. But what's been going on with you?
Oh, man, just finally, you know what I'm saying, met with the team. We finally came together, finally picked one that was, we all collectively felt was the first single worthy for the new album. So, of course, as promised, I had to say we were with my boy. You know, I was on the show, what was it, a year ago?
Had to be, yeah. Man, like that. You were the first people I actually talked to, man. Now that I recall, like I said, you was probably one of my first guests I ever had on the show, man. Like I said, a year, man. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's crazy when you think about it, man. I'm trying to remember what was the first song. I think what was the first song I played for you. I think the first song I played was the one you had about When It Rains, It Pours. There was another one where you was low-key dissing somebody. You said it was about...
The Street.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Streets.
Which one? Yeah, The Streets. First song I ever played from you on it, man. Already, I'm like, yeah. Man, that shit is crazy, man. Where does the fucking time go? But, I mean, for those that don't know, man, like I said, let them know real quick where they can find you, where they can get at you, at your links and everything, because, I mean, they got to know if they don't already.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's your boy. I am Levi Kev. You know what I'm saying? Easiest way to find me, man. Just Google me. Coming to, you know what I'm saying, city near you, store near you. You know what I mean? It is what it is, right? You know what I'm saying? Levi Kev, man, got ready.
Yes, sir. And why don't you just go ahead and bring in this new joint right here, That Boy, featuring That Boy Jay, No Return. Let them know what it's about.
Yeah, man. Everybody goes through problems. Well, when you get to that point of no return, just keep going. You know what I mean?
There it is. Here we go. Brand new, out the gate, Slap Sundays. We'll be right back. Don't tell me the rain done took out my shit. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Hold on. All weather ain't good weather. Oh, this shit is crazy. This would go down on the nigga anniversary show, wouldn't it? Shit like this. But you really never know. This shit right here is crazy. Come on. I know you can do it. Hold on, y'all. But all right, my bad on that. We still going to bring in the new track by Levi Kev. But while I'm getting things back situated and shit real quick, I want to also give y'all the new lineup this starting tomorrow. All right? Like I said, couldn't prolong the shows, but I just added some more. So real quick before we get into this new shit, like I said, on Mondays, it's the Triple M show, all right? 7 to 9, but it's all, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to call it Mo Music Monday, all right? That's all we're doing on Mondays is just playing all these independent artists' music. You can call in, but that's just to get your network on real quick to let people know where they can find you, everything like that. But we ain't doing no talking on Mondays, all right? It's just strictly music, music, music. So make sure you tune in and listen to these and support these independent artists because we're going to get a lot of tracks in now instead of having the, you know, have the interruption of people talking in between things. All right, awesome. All right, West Coast Wednesday is still going to be the same. Ain't nothing changing there. We adding Fuck You Fridays as well, all right? Don't forget that as well. So on Fridays from 6 to 8, all right? If you got a problem with people, if you got issues, if you got things you need to get off your chest, if you just got something you need to let go of or want to air out or want to, you know, get off your chest before the weekend so you can fully relax and enjoy yourselves and not trip off of anything, that's what we're doing on Fridays, all right? Because we ain't playing no music at all. All we're doing is talking. All we're doing is letting off some steam and letting off some frustration so we can hit the weekend and do the right thing on the weekend, all right? So make sure you tune in for Fuck You Fridays as well. And I think I finally got everything back situated, so make sure you look out for the new lineup and make sure you support all the new shows, all right? And let's see. Sorry for the delay, but hold on. Hold on. Here we go. What the fuck? See, this is a show. y'all be talking about. My bad, Levi, man. Hold on, man. Hold on. I gotta fix that. We're going to bring that back, y'all. But right now, I got to let my nigga Lion get his new track in, man. My bad, Levi. We are going to get it in. Don't trip. I got to fix this up real quick. But right now, Lion, all right? I think Pimp. Still going. Brand new music.
Thank you. waking up early in the morning. Breaking out weed, man, about to get blow. Damn, no more blunt, Zulu, straight to the liquor store. The forecast be so sunny, and Cali's nothing funny. Keep the heat up on me, just in case try to run up on me. Nigga, I'm Zulu, nigga, I'm Zulu. Yeah, rolling by myself, about to get this blunt. Soon gon' be high by myself, nigga, Zulu, nigga, I'm Zulu. Yeah, smoking by myself, laughing by myself, talking shit all by myself. Like, I don't need no help, I whoop your ass all by myself. If it's 10 versus 1, fuck it, bustin' switch the gun. Nigga, I'm Dulo, nigga, I'm Dulo. Yeah, thinking I'm alone. Got that fofo chrome, pop that dome just like a balloon. Nigga like me don't trip, but nigga like you has a step on my toes. Knowing these new chucks, black fist to your nose. I hit that nigga, then he hit back, then I got young niggas, that's that. With none of my G's around, fuck it, I still go down. Nigga was born Dulo, when nigga gon' die, Dulo. So, when I'm fucking a bitch, no, you cannot ride, nigga, I'm Dulo. Dulo, Dulo, when I ride, Dulo, Dulo, Dulo. All the time, nigga was born Dulo, so when nigga gon' die, Dulo. So, when I'm fucking a bitch, no, you cannot ride, nigga, I'm Dulo. Off, then followed you. Same nigga said, what's up? Ran to your house, then robbed you. Couldn't believe I got away. Robbing your house in broad day. Because when you ride in Dulo, you live to rob another day. Yeah, Dulo, Dulo. Every time when I do dirt, I'm asking, nigga, don't ask. Nigga, I'm riding by myself. Putting work in by myself. Get this money by myself. Doing the way I'm getting caught. If I'm telling on myself, yeah, Dulo, Dulo. Getting shivers from your bitch. She told me when you was robbing all your shit, yeah. Dulo, Dulo. Just made up funny. I beat the pussy up like an image of a bunny. At the same time, I'm taking your money. For the next day, what's up, homie? What did you say? They took it all from me. Now I ain't got much, but I'll buy you a drink. Who could have done it, my nigga? Thanks for everything. They can put to sleep. Story get deep. On the next week, two by the dance, I'm floating in the creek. I know it's fucked up, but the damn not me. A nigga was born Dulo, so a nigga gon' die Dulo. So when I'm fucking a bitch, now you cannot ride, nigga, I'm Dulo. Dulo, Dulo, when I ride, Dulo, 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 all the time he was born, Dulo, so a nigga gon' die, Dulo, so when I'm fucking a bitch, now you cannot ride, nigga, I'm Dulo, 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 when I ride, Dulo, 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 all the time. These rats beat up in these streets, lose your life up in these streets, if you're locked up right now, you wasn't Dulo, just like me, now what am I saying, most of you niggas probably smarter than me, but if you smart how you get locked up more than me.
Nigga, I'm Dulo. Nigga, I'm Dulo.
Yeah, doing dirt sometimes it hurts. But if you don't get caught, then who the fuck getting hurt? Black pants with a black shirt. Now I'm off to put in my work. My little homie wanna take a loan, but I'm riding by myself. Go to clip up by myself. Clock it back all by myself. If anybody tries to attack me, then I'm blasting by myself. Yeah, Dulo. Dulo. If you see me at a club, I don't be with a pack of niggas. I'm on the dance floor trying to cut a rug. I may came in by myself. Who I leave here by myself? The advance shall be
Dulo.
She chilling by yourself. She seen that I was lonely, so she offered some help. And then she asked when I was leaving if I was leaving by myself.
Dulo.
A nigga was born
Dulo.
So a nigga gon' die
Dulo.
So when I'm fucking a bitch, now you cannot ride. Nigga, I'm
Dulo. Dulo. Dulo.
When I ride
Dulo. Dulo. Dulo.
All the time, nigga was born
Dulo.
So a nigga gon' die
Dulo.
So when I'm fucking a bitch, now you cannot ride. Nigga, I'm
Dulo. Dulo. Dulo.
When I ride
Dulo. Dulo. Dulo.
Into it, Levi Kev, all right? No return.
My heart is telling I'm at the point of no return and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. My niggas say I sold my soul, I want it back. Spent a lot of time dancing, so now I'm stuck. I see the reasons with a shovel, I'm like, what the fuck? I hear the devil in my ear, but I can't see the shape. I got a lot of bad habits yet I can't break. I got a lot of homies that done lost their soul. I think I need to repent before I'm dead and gone. All this bullshit and beef, I was getting old. I should've listened to the stories that the niggas told. Like this is devil played a hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know me, stay the fuck up on my business.
Bugging me, man, I'm going insane. People just see the evil and fail to realize that I've changed. I guess there's no such thing as a clean slate or a new page. It really loses my screws, it's hard to control this rage. It's getting to that time where I'm at the day of age. I guess it's just too late, I'm searching for your dad of pain. I'm at the point of no return, I don't really think to save. I've been praying every day for it to go away. Don't think that I can break this gate, find myself to escape. This fucked up life of mine is here to stay. My heart's telling me it's a game, will sign me up to play. If they don't see nothing different, well then I guess that it'll never change. Releasing this beast and things will never be the same. There is no coming back, I created myself escape. You see how I'm only happy when people mention my name. Fuck it, just swallow my pride, it left me with this to say.
It's not that I don't believe you, Huey. It's that I don't believe you, and I'm not interested.
But, Granddad, I am being followed by a secret government agent. Ain't nobody following you. You just want attention. I bet exhibits gonna put, like, 30-inch rims on the car.
30 inches? Is that big?
He knew stuff about us, like the stupid Bill Cosby sunglasses thing.
Well, these stupid sunglasses got us a new car. So you said the car stops and the wheels keep spinning? That's amazing.
All I'm saying is when Exhibit brings that car back, you gonna be bitches.
What did you call me?
No, I mean bitches. Like you gonna have so many bitches, that's what niggas is gonna call you. No disrespect. No disrespect? You just called your grandfather bitches. Yeah, but I don't mean bitches in a disrespectful way. I mean it as a general word for women. And you're gonna let him get away with that?
It's okay, just this once.
Granddad, I'm just saying, you might have to change your middle name from Jebediah to Bitches. That's all I'm trying to say. No disrespect.
Granddad Bitches Freeman. Got a nice ring to it.
Shh. Did you hear that? What? What is it?
I don't hear anything.
It's the Huey's make-believe government agent in our bathroom taking a dump. Nigga got imaginary friends.
Yeah. This nigga right here, fresh with it.
Fresh motherfucking with it. Any and everybody K. Maybe even you. With it, boys. This is how we does the damn thing. Fresh with it, and as you can see, catch me from head to toe. Look. I'm so motherfucking fresh. God damn it. This is how we does, and we gonna keep doing it. So, as far as shit rolling by, mama was grabbing my strap just now. Woohoo! It's cool though, you know what I'm saying? With it, boys, we really turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking. WSDs, RGs, YB, and you kill it.
Blah. Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, anniversary episode. Chilling. Like I said, we got some new slappers straight out the gate. Let me get into, I guess, full mode real quick. What am I sipping on tonight? Hold on. Oh, I got tequila and, I don't know, some other kind of fruit or some shit. But it's definitely tequila in there, and it's kicking my ass right now. But
Maybe that's why I'm so fucking hot. I don't know. But, yo, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, either just chill in the queue or, you know, you could always just press 1 to holler at me. I don't know where we're going tonight, but as always, we're going to go. So we're going to see what's up. Still got my man Levi Kev hanging with me. How you feeling, man? Still good?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. Like I said, I don't know, I was experiencing technical difficulties and shit real quick, but I mean, we got it up in there, man. That's it. So a lot been going on. I see Levi, man. I mean, like, where was the inspiration behind that one, man? I just know, like I said, it just seems like too many people are pressing your buttons right now. Huh? Just had enough.
Yeah, man. You had enough. You know, let's see. You know, had a little, you know, run into it with some niggas, you know what I'm saying? Then, of course, had to make sure my contract was straight, you know, fresh, you know what I'm saying, freshly divorced. So, you know what I mean? I'm just good, you know what I mean? I just got tired, so I just needed to air that shit out.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it also. That's what I always say, too, because, I mean, as far as us musicians, that's why you got to watch our music, because, I mean, niggas tell a lot through their music, you know? You never know. But hold on real quick, straight out to 678-9138. You got Dagger, what it do?
What it do for it, Dag, you know what I'm saying? Happy anniversary, you know what I'm talking about?
Mr. Pills, another one of the originals, yeah. Man. How you feeling, man? Good looking. Thanks for
man,
being with
feeling
you,
good, boy. Feeling great. You know I am, man, all the time, fam. You know what I'm saying? I salute what you're doing, bro. You know, there's a big milestone going down, you know?
Yeah, already
so that's,
one year,
that's what
it's
like.
And y'all been fucking with Bang Out Radio for the jump. Remember how Bang Out Radio, like I said before, how it used to be, man, like a different host every night, the show every night. You know, shit was, you know what I mean? I was the last one. Like, you know what I mean? I had to beg to get my damn position. Like, yo, like, let me get Sunday. Like, niggas didn't want to fuck with Sunday at all. Like, they were scared of Sundays. But, like,
yeah.
I remember, shoot, Pills, like I said, your track right now still be something. Nigga, that Who Drank It? That was the first Pills track that I played. Nigga, Who Drank It? Who smoked it? Like, when I got that to email, like, man, like, here it is. Man.
For sure, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate it, love. You know,
nah, definitely,
appreciate
man.
Everybody.
Like I said, as soon as that new stuff drops, man, you know I need my copies and everything. But for those that don't know Mr. Pills, man, let them know where they can find you at, where your music at is at, man. You already know.
Oh, yeah. You can catch me on Facebook. My government is Mario Johnson. You know, I do have a Mr. Pills fan page. You can go Google Mr. Pills, MR.PILLZ, at Mr. Pills 01 on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and just fuck with your boy, you know. This Thursday, I got a TV show, my homeboy, Reggie Stacks, you know, he got it on a local television show called Kickback with Stacks. I will be performing, and he will be interviewing me, and just getting ready for this new video shoot also, so there's a lot of things working, for sure.
Yes, sir. Make sure, like I said, when you get the links up and everything, man, like I said, y'all, you, Levi, y'all use my page like it's nothing, man. I don't use it at all unless it's Sunday and Wednesdays and these other shows. So, I mean, y'all make sure y'all post up y'all shit on there and make sure people know where y'all at. Because ain't no telling who's listening out in the States, you know? Like, it'd be amazing sometimes to get
really
to this show. But, like I said, special shout out to y'all and everything, too. And like I said, mainly just anybody that's out there really been supporting the show. Because, like I said, especially this one, and supporting Bang Out Radio, period. Because usually when I started, you know, I had to, you know, I was a new kid on the block. You know what I mean? When there was a lot of other things going on, I'm not going to put people's names out there. I mean, y'all know, if you've been fucking with Bang Out Radio, you know who's been here and you know who's not here anymore. And I don't got any ill will towards any of the former hosts or anything like that. Because, you know, I just sat back and I literally watched shit fall apart. Now, you know, I don't want to say fall apart. I don't know. Because, like I said, I don't know what was going on with people's personal stuff when I wasn't around. Because I'm not the type of person that gets involved in other people's shit. You know?
Right.
And then, you know, it's hard being the dude. You know, I'm the new kid on the block and you're hearing, like, the boss lady talking about, you know, getting into it with this host, or this host did this and this host did that, and, you know, all kind of other things going on behind the scenes. Like I said, Bang Out Radio be cracking, y'all. A lot of shit done went down in a year. And a lot of shit was going down before I even got here. So, but the fact that, like I said, now, and I'm just talking about in my year and what I've seen, it's like I've seen, like I said, the boss lady get into it with the host. Even on the shows, I've seen people get married, seen people get divorced. People that went toes on the show. Like I said, people was talking shit on shows, going back and forth about things. Like, and it is just amazing that I've actually made it this far, me.
because, like I said, people don't have to fuck with me. Y'all don't. Trust me. I know a lot of y'all don't want to fuck with me. But y'all listen anyway, so it's okay. I'm not tripping off of that. Just listen to the show. But I mean, and then I go back sometimes and I look at, you know, because I can go back and look at the other shows and everything like that. And I was looking at everything, and I, you know, I had a steady fan base, like 40, maybe 50 people, you know, 70. I mean, this is like, you know, just building. But this is in the midst of everybody else because, you know, being the new kid on Bang Out Radio, you know, there was other hosts that were here doing their motherfucking thing for a long time before I even got on. And so nobody, and then everybody's like, well, who the fuck is Dagger? You know, I'm listening to this show. I'm listening to this show. I'm listening to the Boss Lady show. I mean, what the fuck is Dagger on Sundays? But slowly and steadily, you know, consistency, hard work. I try to get y'all drops, you know what I mean, play y'all music, try to give y'all good topics of conversation. And always what I've wanted to do on Sunday, at least, is what I've been doing is just leaving it open, you know, because my thing has always been is like when you try to, like, not confine something. I want to leave it as open as possible because I don't like guidelines. I don't like rules, technically. You know, because I understand that people don't like rules. We all have to deal with rules, so I try to provide a place where we don't have to deal with certain things. You can come over here, you can talk, promote your music, you know what I mean, kick some shit, have a drink, smoke some weed. This is what we chilling. You know what I mean? Niggas need to chill before the hard work week comes and everything. So that's what I've always provided here on Sundays. And I'm glad that people have actually, you know, followed along with it. They like it. And I don't know why, but they do. So it's okay. I'm very thankful because I honestly, in my personal life and everything, people act like they don't want to be bothered or they don't want to hear what I got to say or that my viewpoints and certain way I carry myself or how I go about things is always fucked up. But at the same time, like I said, I have no ill intentions towards anybody. I don't waste my time trying to fuck up the next person's shit, whether they tried to fuck up my shit or not. I don't have the time for that, and I don't got the patience. And if I were to be that type of person, then a lot of people's shit would be fucked up because if I put my mind to something and I focus on something, then it's going to happen. So also be thankful, like I said, I'm taking out my frustrations here on Slap Sundays because, like I said, we're chilling, we're relaxing, we're just enjoying ourselves, and I just want to keep doing that, all right? And that's why I want to keep promoting more shows. I want to have a reason to calm the fuck down because if I get too stressed out and I get too tensed up, bad things tend to happen. And you won't like me when I'm angry. I keep telling that to people all the time, but people keep thinking I'm a joke when it comes to that type of shit. I don't want to be that way. So I'm thankful, again. Like I said, I'm thankful to be here for a year, thankful to everybody out there that's been fucking with me. Like I said, later on I'm going to do the roll call. I'm going to just go through all my music that I got on here and shout out people that I know been fucking with me from the jump, that stick out and everything, that's always supported the show, that's been here. And like I said, we're going to try to keep going and keep pushing and keep moving forward, all right? So we'll get into some more music real quick, and we're going to be right back here on the Anniversary Slap Sunday. 1 year, man, amazing. Mr. Pills hanging, like I said, Levi Kev in the building, and we'll be right back here on Slap Sundays, all right? I hopefully see if my beauty of the week is supposed to call in this week. We're going to see if we can get her in here, all right? Holler at y'all later. Be right back.
Like a motherfucking lumberjack, I got loud by the motherfucking thunder pack. I got a bitch hit the hole like a running back. I smoke green, so green like a 100 stacks. Big bad blunts, B3 blowing nose. I hit your girl from the back, then it's adios. Adios. I hit a girl from the back, then it's adios. Now I'm with my team, haters know my name. Big boss, B3, be my gang. Oh, you rap? I'm sorry, never heard it. You want respect, but you know you don't deserve it.
Work, 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 work.
Yeah. B3.
sitting back chilling, rolling up a blunt. Don't prolong the situation, cause I gotta smoke that Buddha skunk. Getting fucked up, that's a daily thing. The only bitch I love is money. I see you hating lame, cause I'm like, fuck you, fuck your clique. I always hear you talking, never walk that shit. You a weak ass bitch, B3 strong, way too dope, they calling us Heron.
Now I'm with my team, haters know my name. Big boss, B3, be my gang. Oh, you rap? I'm sorry, never heard it. You want respect, but you know you don't deserve it.
Work, 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 work.
Oh, my bad, y'all. Hold on real quick. I wanted to rock out with my boy Ashton Martin real quick, but I got to do it the right way. Hold on. Hold up. Yeah. To my niggas that be thinking we saw. Here we go. Ashton Martin, y'all. Run. Dagger intro. Let's go.
Yeah, go, Dagger. Yep, Ashton Martin. 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 Ashton Martin.
Ashton Martin. Ashton Martin. Ashton Martin. Ashton Martin. Ashton Martin.
I'm from the
street, 180 flat. To the point of no return, it's still with both bang. But you play me on that level, so I thought you never go. Foolish me, soon as they walk me in, you was out that door. I remember clear as day. Don't call me, don't write me. Them words that you couldn't live without me. No, we had our disagreements, both caught each other cheating, but I still can't find a reason why I fall for your type. Fuck you, I don't trust you, hoe. Fuck you, I don't love these hoes. Hell, as far as I know, nigga, anything go when that term go. Fuck you, I don't trust these hoes. Cut these hoes, I don't love these hoes.
Cause I'm
all these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption what?
Yes. Tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
West Coast Billy Gary, Pub Night.
He says the shape.
Bang Out Radio. Bang Out Radio. Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Shouts out to K-Wise on that, man. Good looking out on the drop. Another person that's been supporting the show since the beginning. Oh, man, and like I said, one-year anniversary show right now on Slap Sundays, and we just here hanging out. So, quick business before I get my panel back in real quick also. I'm looking for, like I said, I got a lot of new shows coming up. So there's a lot more stuff that I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to get people something to do. So, ladies, I need a gossip girl, all right? And what I mean by Gossip Girl is just that if you watch all these damn fucking reality shows, if you watch all the Housewives, if you watch the Kardashians, if you watch T.I. and his wife, whatever, all this shit, all these dumb reality shows that are dumb to me, I'm sorry, I'm going to say that from as long as I'm going to be saying it. Motherfuckers is dumb. But people seem to have a lot of interest in these things, so I'm always curious to try to, you know, find the stupidity in these things as well. So look, if ladies, if you watch, like I said, if you're a gung-ho person about these reality shows and you want to come on the show and give me updates on the reality shows and, you know, talk, we could talk about certain things so I can give my opinion on these shows without having to watch them, all right? But I'm going to ask a lot of questions, so you got to be able to answer the questions truthfully in regards to the show, all right? So, ladies, looking for a gossip girl if you're interested, all right? Make sure you get at me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And I'm also looking for a computer nerd. All right, I'm not, no disrespect in calling you a nerd, but I need somebody that's going to be on here for when I'm doing the shows and I have a question or something like that, all right, because, you know, I try to be as accurate as possible, all right, so if I have a question, I need somebody who's going to hang out on the shows, who's going to be on the shows, and then if I have a question and I need something Googled or looked up on the internet or something real quick, you'll be able to look it up while during the show's going on or, you know, right then and there, and you'll be able to give me, you know, an answer or at least the most direct answer as possible, all right? So I need a gossip girl and I need a computer nerd, all right? If you know anybody or you are that person and you want to try to get set up for an interview process so we can see what it can do, then get at me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? But let's see who's still hanging out, Levi, hold on, wait for it. Wait for it. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, of course, Mr. Pills, Mr. Who Drinking, Who Smoking, still good?
Yes, sir. Already.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, now that I got y'all here, at least, I mean, like I said, y'all been here since the beginning, fucking with your boy. Any improvements? Because, you know, I like constructive criticism, and, you know, I'm only trying to make things better. So, I mean, any suggestions? Fellas, anything y'all can give me that can make things better? I mean, or you think we just pretty much cool here and just roll with what we got? I'm trying to think of things to make things better, but I mean, I can do the best that I can.
Go ahead, Levi.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, just keep running, man. You know what I mean? You don't need. You doing you, the show works how you got it, man. I ain't gonna tell you how to change man.
No, I mean, I'm not
this
telling
how
you.
It works.
No, not telling me about changing everything, but I mean, I know people are out there. You know, I know y'all be listening. Like, you know, I take constructive criticism. I mean, I wouldn't have asked if I didn't care. You know, because like I said, we all in this together. I believe that as well. I mean, I may be running the show. I may be the one dropping on and everything like that. I'm the one who has to put it all together. I'm the one who has to promote for it. But, you know what I mean, without everybody being involved, like I was saying, then it doesn't matter. So that's why I asked. But, I mean, that's like you said, though. I feel the same way. I just leave it open. Because that's another thing also. When you don't have no rules or guidelines, you don't got no expectations to live up to, you know?
Exactly. If you had about two or three more of somebody like you, it'll be, you know,
shit, they don't do doing one of me, you know what I mean? Like, they don't do doing one of me right now. So I don't know. I'll probably have to get in a fight with myself if there was more of me out there in the world. But you
holding it down. That's just the bottom line, shit. You know.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm
just thinking also as well. Like I said, I met a lot of cool people through here. I met a lot of Daggers Beauties of the Weeks coming through here. Like, it's a lot been going down, man. People getting signed up through here. Like, not through here, but I mean, like, you just think about it. Like, I really think sometimes, like, where the fuck did the year go? Because, like, honestly, just thinking how even before I was on Bang Out Radio, like I said, I used to be the artist, like, yo, play my music. Oh, I heard my shit on tonight. Like, oh, hold on, like, sending in all the music, like, here, man, put me on. Did it? I used to be that, you know. And then now on this side of things, like, people sending me music, like, oh, Dagger, play this. You know, I got this new shit. You know what I mean? Like, I got I got people mad when I don't do a show. Like, last week when I missed the show, you know, Ashton Martin's mama hit up my phone. Mama Martin hit up my phone, like, yo, it's Slap Sunday, nigga. What the fuck you doing? Where you at? Like, oh, my bad, mama. I can't do it tonight. You know, it was problems last week. But just the fact that, you know, even when I'm not here, like, I looked at the numbers for my show last week on Slap Sundays. You know, I had, like, 15, 20 live callers, and I wasn't even on. So that means people was calling in looking for your boy. Like, see, that type of shit right there makes me feel bad about not being around. But at the same time, it's like, damn, motherfuckers, y'all fucking with your boy, low-key. Like, low-key.
This is Red Hood Radio.
That's just real funny. It's just real, like, real internet hood radio, like I'm saying. I see other radio stations, and I've been to places, you know, they got the professional mics and everything like that. Like I said, we hood with it right here. We hood over here. We hood, we honest, and we real right here on Bang Out Radio. But that's the best it can be. You know, I've always been honest here. You know, I've always been honest with the show. Because, I mean, people don't have enough honesty in the world either. So that's why I tell people when they come on here to be as honest as possible. We don't got to bullshit here. We don't gotta hide shit over here. If you got something to hide, don't bring it over here to the show. You know, we open over here. Fuck it. And I just don't know. And I just got to see where the new year is gonna go. Like, there's so many things that I want to do, but I know I can't do it myself. But at the same time, if you don't do things by yourself, there's not a lot of people I could trust. You know, shout out to my new co-host on West Coast Wednesdays. You know what I mean? I was about to say the government, you know, but Queen V on West Coast Wednesdays, you know, shouts out to her. I could trust her to come through and run a show with your boy and everything. You know, it helps me out on certain things. You can't do that with everybody, you know, and that's the sad part too. But I've always been able to weed out the real from the fake through this show as well, because, you know, fakeness don't hold up over here. Everybody that's been fucking with your boy from the beginning knows when motherfuckers call through here on some bullshit, on some bumminess, we shut that shit down real quick, because that shit don't fly over here on Slap Sundays. I've been saying it from the beginning. We slap the stupidity out of some of y'all out there, because there's a lot of dumb shit going on in the world. And we try I just figured by, it's by talking about it. I'm the type of person where it's like in my personal life, I don't talk about a lot of things because I don't like putting I don't like putting my problems on other people. I don't like putting my problems on people, especially people that can't do anything about it. But I come here and talk it on the show because, like I said, it is good to talk about it, and at least here I can get it off my chest, and I got some people that may have some opinions, or I got some real motherfuckers that be listening in. Because, you know, it's crazy the people that I'm around most majority of the time always look up to me about shit. And I'm like, what are you looking up to me for? I'm not the type of person to look up to. I try to be as gutter as possible. And I don't want responsibilities. I don't want to be responsible for anything. That's why I ain't got no kids. I got to barely take care of myself and try to keep myself sane.
So having a kid or any of that other shit right now is nothing that I'm going to fly with at this point. But I know that about myself. But I also know I can handle this show, and I just try to be honest and real, and I need real people here with me. And I got that. And I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? If it was just, if every show I did, and I just focused Pills, Ashton, Levi, or any of the Lion, you know what I mean? Any people that truly come through, Dustin Morris, anybody just off the top of my head that really comes through and fucks with your boy, if it was just us hanging out every Sunday, I'd be just fine with that.
Right.
But don't, you know what I mean? But don't get me wrong. I'm very thankful for the 200 to 400 to damn near our record is like 800 people that actually fucking listen to your boy. I don't know why or what I do, but thank you so much. Because it just, at least lets me know, like I'm saying, I must be doing something. I must be doing something. Right, wrong, good, bad, ugly, however you view me, if you're here and you've been here and you've been talking about the show, then, like I said, we're in this together. You're supporting a crazy-ass motherfucker that's trying to hold himself together. And sacrificing, you know, pounds and sweat in the garage. I've realized that too. Been sweating in the garage for a year for y'all. Just sweating. Just hot been a motherfucker in here. Just no fan.
Yeah.
What was that movie? remember Hustle and Flow? Man, it was like they even had a fan. But they had a fan in Hustle and Flow. But I was just talking about how hot it can get. You know.
Just keep
supporting the show. The only way y'all gonna let me know that I'm doing the right thing here is to keep downloading the show, to keep spreading the show, to keep talking about it, keep sending me your new music. Holler at your homegirls if they look good and want to get some exposure. Tell them to come be Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Like I said, nobody's gonna believe me. They're only gonna believe y'all. That's how people work. People believe their friends. People believe their peoples. People believe their family. They're not gonna believe a total stranger. So no matter how many Facebook posts I post up, I don't Twitter, so I'm probably kicking myself in the ass with that. But I said it since the beginning. Dagger doesn't tweet. You would never catch the Dagger tweet. Now, there's something wrong with that to me. I'm not going to tweet. It's not going to happen. But if you want to tweet before me, feel free. You know, I need all the help I can get. All y'all email links that y'all have, the people that y'all talk to, this is how we're going to keep things going, how we're going to keep things pushing. It's just, y'all like to run y'all mouth about everything else, just run your mouth about the show, all right? Bang Out Radio, Clap Sundays, West Coast Wednesdays, Mo Music Mondays coming soon, and Fuck You Friday. Just fuck it, Bang Out Radio, period. Just drop the link and let people know that we've got over here, all right? We got a whole another year coming. Just brand new shit, and anything as much as possible. And, of course, right here, but I'm going to take this back in the day for a little while, Dagger's Double Play. Shout out to my play brother Kip, who he just celebrated a birthday this weekend. So I'm going to dedicate my Double Play to my nigga this week, all right? Right here, whatever you're going to do, throwback. Let's go.
From the job to the house to the club to bounce. Hand strangled on my liquor, other hand on my ounce. In the middle of a drop, so you can tell what I'm about. I'm not concerned with how she shake, I got my mind on clout. And dude in my left ear, he just running his mouth. Cause between the weed and drink, I can't figure him out. Mommy is saying I'm pricey, it's probably cause mommy like me. While I'm thinking what it might be, she think how can I be wifey. Her body that spicy, still is less than likely. Cause with all these chips around, I know what I'm trying to do. You remember correctly, the club is where I found you. Reminisce that first night, pipe penetrate through. But it wasn't enough room like the lady in the shoe. Especially when I grew, you ain't know what to do. So I said relax, sparked a blunt and cracked a bell V2. You want me, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. That nigga always a hustler, although I don't look it. I'm from the streets too, smoking weed and ducking with bullets. I never had a bullet, best believe I would if I have to. Have you ever been in the ER with a doctor staring at you? Get on more than he can chew, we ball with percussion. There's no more room for discussion, he should have followed instructions. When I'm in the club, don't bother me, I'm searching for yes. Now your chick want me to flip, got you running your lips. Another nigga drunk, piss, bringing the drum. All up in my face, smelling like shit and marijuana. You can have your baby mama, women coming and go. And if you think I really want her, then you don't know, oh. Cause I don't spend dough, I keep stacking and stacking. The next morning, catch the bus to work like ain't nothing happen. All that flashing and flossing is old, keeping real to stay true. So it's cool to do whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool,
I'll introduce it to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you gon' do. When it's on, hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. Nah, trying to pressure won't you to feel the pleasure. Cause two ample bodies and minds should work better together. I ain't giving up, dough, dro, liquor, hell no. And get out of my car, your doves of them shell toes. Fresh cap, fresh clothes, fresh clubs and fresh hoes. Even chicks and Abercrombie get it poppin' at the party. And this corduroy cuss got them higher than Bob Marley. Family on the track, play a game like Atari.
I don't like to do a lot because I've been through it all. Been through every mall, watching people try and fall. Life status is material, ain't none of y'all original. I tell you to your faces, there's no need for a subliminal. This movement is pivotal. I wanna walk the right path. Your car banging, you'll be suing me for whiplash. So I'll get a dollar, nigga, save me a turn. Because y'all see me coming through these mold, Larry Curtis.
I don't care what you talking about or what you gonna do. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you gon' do. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do.
This is crazy. What you gonna do?
I'ma do this over here for me to do. What you gonna do?
I'ma go over here and do this over here.
What?
With this person.
Well, yeah. I'ma come over there and do what you was doing.
And then I'll go over there with them.
All right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This straight jacket don't fit no
Dagger.
More.
Kip. Yeah. The dark side.
Need a new one.
Yeah. I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I be playing games. I crack skulls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Cause because of your chatter, I'm gonna hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find the ladder.
Fuck it.
Strap him to the wall. Where's the hammers and nails? I'm about to get medieval on him. Have him begging for help. You grab a back crack, both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't want to miss nothing, so I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You telling them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Kill it off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. And being asked, hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross. Uppercut. Breaking joint. Took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off and
put you out your misery.
I'm crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy,
I'm the only motherfucking crazy nigga on this track.
I'm really crazy, 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 crazy.
Kip,
you know I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
How fucking crazy you are.
These niggas ain't crazy, they perfectly sane. I'ma live lame like spark butane. Keep thinking I'm a bitch once I pull out the fifth. Plus 12 shots, then reload the clip. Your thoughts change, where I hang. Gray rags, gray strain. I bang, switch hits for no man. Ask me where I'm from and then I'm throwing up the foeman. This is not gangsta grills, but they run when I speak from the cannon. Cannon, shots span from here to Japan. Touch any clan, if I am not the man. Time Warner, cause my bullets in demand. Man, you on the couch finna be pummeled by the plan. Pulverized with precision if you fucking with the fans. ARs and AKs, the law of the land. I'm the governor, you niggas ain't
crazy like
I am. Crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I told you that I'm crazy, y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own fingertips. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now we hopping like who's the kid tap. Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. Ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. You not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back.
Come
and strap both arms, pull till they rip but they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him, I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I'll pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal. Grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need D'Angelo.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline to burn this nigga at the stake? I'm crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
Told y'all,
I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy.
Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy.
Well, no, we ain't fine. But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Yes.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time?
What that shit do, Radio Man? It's your girl, Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's a Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And, of course, we got to get into Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Like I said, I don't know if it's me or if it's just my equipment, but she's been hanging here for a while now, and I do apologize because I should have been brought you in a long time ago. But thank you for hanging out with me today so far. So let's bring her in. Everybody else got to hold on for a quick second. Dagger's got to get in the interview mode. Hold on. Got to take a sip of this drink. Hold on. Let me take a sip. And we bring in Miss Ladybug. Hello.
What's going on? What's good with it?
Hey, I do. Let me, number one, apologize off top. Like I said, I saw you in the queue, and like I said you pressed one. The little thing didn't come up on my end. I was like, okay, she's ready to go, so I just didn't want to bring you in. So I do apologize. But thank you for being here, and welcome to Slap Sundays.
You welcome, Miss Hogan.
Thank
God, radio.
Got you holding out, man. What time is it where you at, Miss Ladybug? Where you from again? You say St. Louis?
I'm from St. Louis, but I stay in Bmore right now. It's 11:13 Eastern time right now.
Baltimore, Maryland, check it in. See, my thing is I'm trying to get at least one person listening to me in every state. So now I got Baltimore, Maryland. Like, check that off the list. Like, good look. But, But go ahead, Miss Ladybug. Like I said, I'll let you go ahead and give yourself your own little intro because, I mean, you can talk about yourself better than I can off top. Then I'm going to dissect this biography you sent me because you got a lot of things going on in here that I want to ask you about. So go ahead and give people a little overview about yourself real quick.
Well, first, my bio is crazy.
Yes, it
but,
is.
But I'm a single parent. I'm a single parent of four. I do my thing. So I run a gas station, I run a radio station, I run a couple of things, a few things, so, you know, I don't know, I'm just out here supporting unsigned artists, I don't even know, I'm lost in my own zone.
See, you sound just like me, you just doing it, don't know, it's just getting done, but that's good, though. So, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. That's what I'm saying, because I looked at some of your stuff. You know, I did my research and everything. Like I said, you in the real radio station. You know, you got the table, you got the mics that just come out right to your face. Like, I got the whole headphone set and everything. You over here slumming it with me today, but thank you. But I mean, I know this ain't what you're used to, but thank you for hanging out though. It's still anyway. But let's see. So born St. Louis, but now in Maryland. What was the change? Was it work that made you change, or what? Why the move? Or you just got to be on the move always?
Well, I have ants in my pants. I think I was born with ants in my pants. Well, last year I believe, or 2 years ago, I had a flood in St. Louis. Hurricane Ike hit me, and my father was trying to get me to Maryland, and I finally moved to Maryland because I lost everything I had in St. Louis. So I was like, all right, let me start something new. So, well, my grind and what I do in life, radio, hosting shows, hosting everything, I was just like, all right, I'm going to move to another state, you know, try something different. And I've been out here almost 2 months in March.
Oh, you just recently moved out there. Oh, so you ain't even been out there.
I mean, not 2 months, 2 years.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard months. That's all I was about to say. That's recent. That's quick.
My bad.
Okay, but I mean, like you said, you got a real extensive resume here. I mean, let's see. Back, you got your own radio station that you host as well. Then you're also managing independent artists. You got three artists. Who artists are you representing?
I manage an artist by Mr. Bad, Miss Star. Mr. Bad is from B-More. Miss Star is from St. Louis, but she now resides in Atlanta. And the artist, Da Bomb Don, he's in St. Louis right now.
Oh, look at that, man. How do you juggle all that? Like, because I know there's people out there that are trying to, that think that this shit is easy. You know, no matter what you do, they always think it's easier, that think the world's just going to be handed to them or somebody's just going to hand it to them. But like I said, you're a single mother of four kids already on top. People can't even do that. Like I said, managing, owning, founder of a record label, I mean, radio station. I mean, how do you balance all that?
I balance it out of boredom. I have a guy. He's in St. Louis. But to keep myself busy, I just, you know, invest in something. I don't have nothing else to do, so I'm like the boss chick. I like to run things. I want to be called boss lady. I want to be called whatever, anything but, like, team management. Team member. Call me boss lady. I'm good. I like to run things, so I like
top.
To put my ideas
in. Yeah, you just try to be on top. You're not trying to be down there with the common folk. Like, nah, but
right.
But let's see, look. You know how to draw, rap, sing a little, acted in a few things, co-host radio, mainstream radio station, landscape, do hair, babysit, nails. Please don't know when to kick the door in.
Right, you know. real time, straight up. Like, I don't have a pass. I mean, I have a passion. My passion is in music, the industry, but I know how to do everything else. If you need your walls painted, your towel put down, your carpet cleaned, your hair did, you need like 5 French braids put in your hair, your nails did, massage, I got you. Straight up, I can do anything in the world. I've done it all, to janitorial, to manage a McDonald's, to a gas station, radio station. I've done daycare for 7 years. I've done it all, so I know how to do it all. I mean, I'm just doing whatever till that door opens to make some real money.
And one thing can't nobody, is this what I love about it, say about you is that you're lazy, because you're definitely not lazy. I can't stand a lazy bitch. Excuse my language, but I can't stand
right.
lazy. Well, that's definitely one thing you are not whatsoever, is lazy.
I have a license to cook also.
You have a license to cook?
License to cook. I went to school for cooking, but I can't stand cooking.
You went to school for what? You can't stand. Why not? What's wrong
because
with cooking?
I don't want to cook for myself. I mean, I love to cook. I love food.
Oh, that's that boss mentality right there. Somebody bring me a plate.
I got to the point, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I need to hire somebody. I've been saying this lately. I need to hire somebody to come and cook for me because I don't want to cook. I got too many kids to cook. I got too many heads to do, and I live a busy life. I need assistance. I need somebody to check my emails, my phone calls. Like, keeping it real.
You need that personal Farnsworth Bentley, huh? Somebody can tell what's doing everything. Well, that's
right.
Good. Well, I mean, I need some. Well, Sammy, since you do the music and everything, you got artists and everything. I need music over here. I mean, I'll get the artists in rotation. I need. We can set up interviews and everything. You know, this is just on a networking thing right here, real quick. You know, not to interrupt our interview from networking, but at the same time, like I said, I'm always looking for independent artists over here and everything as well to play their music and get things in rotation. So definitely, if you want to set that up for your peoples, let me know. And it's nothing, all right? But
I got you on that. We play music worldwide, not just your city. So, you know, I'm from St. Louis out here. That's that Midwest to the East Coast.
Yes, ma'am.
For sure, we got love for that West Coast.
Thank you. Like I said, I'll shoot some people in your way as well. I mean, it's definitely universal out here, trying to touch as many ears as possible, especially with these independent artists, because, I mean, the more ears that hear you, especially if you're good, then the better off your chances, and that's the main thing we want to do, is just try to get as many people to hear y'all music as possible. That's the job of a DJ right now. But right now, it's for me. I'm just trying to help out Miss Ladybug the best that I can. But like I said, I don't know how much I can help a person that does everything on her own. Like, I feel bewildered. Is that the right word? Bewildered? I don't know. That may be the right word.
I understand.
We'll
But Ms. Lady, but what's some advice for those? What advice would you give to those? I always got to ask this as well. What is some advice for those out there that may be listening? That, like I said, that may be trying to get where you at or trying to do any of the one things of the many things that you do already. What's some advice you would give somebody else?
The only advice I can give anybody is support everybody. I don't care if you're an artist, you're a book writer, whatever. Support everybody you can, because you never know in the future that person you did not support, that person ain't going to support you. Their people ain't going to support you, because all they got to do is say one word. They ain't support me, so keep it pushing. Always support everybody. Everybody can lean on that one ladder and reach the top themselves. Me, in my situation, I don't care who supports me or not. I'm still going to grind my grind, because ain't nobody going to grind the grind that I want to grind to get to where I'm headed.
Right.
So that's all I can say.
Okay. I hope y'all paying attention. Like I said, support goes a long way, because like she just said, you never know who going to have your back, who you going to talk to. That's why I support all artists, especially here, especially people that don't really want to mess with you either. You got to also realize that
right.
as well. Like, you gotta be better than what other people do. If they don't come support you, if they don't do this, if they don't do that, that's fine. Like I said, because you gotta be able to stand on your own too. You gotta be able to do what you gotta do, because ain't nobody else gonna do it for you. But at the same time, that doesn't mean you just. Well, I be wanting to be like that though. To be honest, I don't be wanting to fuck with people that don't be wanting to fuck with me. But
I be the same way.
But at the same time, I mean, you gotta kind of play the game, though, a little bit, though, right? Because, I mean, as long as you're the person that's doing the supporting, can't nobody never say to you, like, well, you don't come out and support nobody else. Yeah, I do. Like I said, I was there. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like,
right.
You never want to be that other person. But also, then, Ms. Lady, but like I said, you got the independent radio show and everything now and everything going, too. Let people know where they can find your links, your radio show, when you on the air and everything like that. Let people know where they can get at you.
All right, we are called Double Rings Radio. It's spelled DUBOLRYNGZ Radio. You can Google us and find everything there. If you can't find it, if you forgot how to spell Double Rings Radio, spell MZ Ladybug 314. You will find everything, I guarantee, from my personal Twitter to my radio Twitter to the my personal YouTube to the radio, TV, YouTube, everything you will find. And trust me, it's off the chain. We blaze
unsigned
artists to everything, to celebrity music, commercial music, whatever. We do it all. We majorly support unsigned artists on Double Rings Radio. And we always rocking with Bang Out Radio.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah,
like I said, cross-country connections right now, y'all. So make sure y'all support the shows. And when do you air? When does the show come on? It's every day, isn't it? Because I'm always seeing posts up about your show. Your show be popping. Like I said, I'm trying to be like you.
I exhaust myself. We're on 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8. No, I done messed up my whole time.
Uh-oh. Take that. Rewind it back. Let's try again.
Okay, we're going to try it again.
All right.
Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Friday through Sunday, 7 to 9 Eastern Time.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Okay. Make sure y'all got that marked down or whatever, right? Make sure y'all got it locked up. Make sure y'all support anybody. Like I said, I tell everybody all the time, support anybody that comes here and supports me, because this is the best that I can do is give anybody a platform to come on, keep it real with us. And I'm bringing y'all real people. Everybody that comes through here ain't on that bullshit. We know how to get down over here on Slap Sunday, because we don't allow that over here. So definitely Ladybug doing the big things out there. Baltimore. So what's it like out there in Baltimore? What's the weather like out there right now?
Well, actually, right now I'm sick. I'm all congested, jacked up right now, because the weather doesn't know which one it wants to pick, if it wants to be cool or if it wants to be hot. So I'm messed up. I'm in between.
Weather
is cool. Let me ask,
if you don't mind me getting a little personal real quick, but I mean, I'm just curious for a woman that, you know, does everything herself and doesn't seem to have that much time outside of family and work and everything that you do. I mean, are you repping team single? Do you got time for a dude, or is that just something you don't even worry about at this point?
I'm not worried about it because I keep myself busy. I have a guy, he's in St. Louis, so flat out, I'm single.
I got a guy, he's in St. Louis, but yeah, I'm single. I love it. We real over here. That's
hey,
I'm going
to keep it 1,000 with you. I mean, you asked me the question. I'm just going to give it to you 1,000.
Yeah, that's right. You keep it real with me. That's off top. That's respect, but that's what it is. Hey, I be talking to I don't do long-distance relationships either. So, I mean, I would have been like, you know what, I'm good before I even left. That's just me. Long-distance, once you're more than about, I would say, an hour and a half, 2 hours at most out of driving range, then no, I'm single. Then we ain't together. It ain't going to work.
We 15 hours right now, so, that's like
a
galaxy.
15 hours,
right.
Come on if you wanted something, like, you know, I need to have access to the things that I want, you know, when you need things, like, but.
Right, and toys don't satisfy everything. We need the real feeling.
Yeah, see? There it is. See? Should have had you on Wednesday, because Wednesdays are adults, so I'll try to keep it as clean as possible, but yes, definitely.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is. I call back Wednesday, and it'll even get crazy,
isn't it? Then we can really dissect things. You're always welcome to hang out with your boy of mine, like I said. And you, it's even better because, like I said, you run radio, and you do your own radio thing as well, so it's not like I have to cue you in or I got to tell you what's up, or you already know what's up, so that's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But, I mean, are you going to be able to hang out for the rest of the show? We only got about 30 minutes left. You going to be able to hang out, or you got to...
Oh, I'm good.
I'm good. Oh, okay, then we're going to officially at least end the...
I know how to wake up in the morning.
...interview portion right here with Miss Ladybug right here while I load up her pictures on my page. Some lovely beauty, Daggers Beauty, newest beauty of the week this week. Thank you very much. And we're going to get into some music and be right back with the new beauty of the week, get back into the calls, and we will see... Oh, basically, I got some shit that I got to talk about, because you know on Slap Sundays we be talking shit, so we got to get into the shit-talking portion of the show. But let's see what I want to hear. Like I said, we got these independent artists right now. Since Miss Ladybug is hanging out, she'll probably give her opinion maybe on some of y'all independent artists as well. So I'm trying to let the ladies run the airways for a second. As soon as my connection want to connect, like I said, I'm trying to show support to all the independent artists that's been supporting me for at least the years, the people that have stuck out, people that have called in, people that have took the time out of their day to really get in here and chill out and hang out with me. So, give me a second. See, I got all into the interview now. My music's all not situated, but that's okay. It's what happens on independent radio. Independent internet radio. Probably on the mainstream shit, it don't go like this, but it's okay. There's a lot more people running the switchboards and a lot more people running things than just one. And I'm trying to handle the phone lines. I got two computers going. Both of them want to run slow. Like, oh, man, and I'm sweating. A little under the influence. Need some weed. Don't got none of that. Just a cold game right now, cold game. But like I said, dealing with real people, new artists, new connections. Oh, here we go. We back. Like I said, I want to let the ladies take over the airways now. And Lady Cam, like I said, she's always fuck with your boy. So, Lady Cam, let's go.
Lady Cam!
All the air we get, like, that we can't get,
He wasn't ready for a real woman, but I've been dating, and I met this guy, and I like the way he talks to me and look at me.
¿Y si te gusta mucho?
Yeah, I'm ready to take it to that next step.
Yeah, this is a collaboration for my main stance, okay? With Thomas Production. Es el pionero, no soy el único, pero yo soy real, okay? Real.
They wanna see violence in the world, yeah. Created with strength,
never been frail. Read between the lines, open up the mail. Don't we get big, speak about the truth. Change the little piece of poison in front of you. I can't fear them, they don't determine where I'm going. We all gotta go one day, so I'm playing with something. Step out the dark if you can't see, just see you wonder. Hope you're feeling me if you see you down my head from under. And they angry with my hit lips to stay up. No one's supposed to be hungry, home and it's wrapped up. Take it up the pain that's deep in your stomach. Why? Have you cried worried about where you land at night? You gotta push something to make something like a king. Know your worth always to me, it's royalty.
Say the crime pays, not if robbers robbing my bank. No one on my level like a midget on a blind date. Loaded like a pistol, mind blowing just like my gaze. All I drop is sizzles, spitting missiles over sound waves. Too short blowing whistles cause our rap is more like gang rape. All you cats are simple, going dumb, never pass grades. Honor roll, straight A's and honor roll, I'm grade A. On a hoe like Gardner, I probably live on Gardner. Eating pussy Dahmer, melt like Unabomber. Who you Sarah Connor, I terminate imposters. And euthanize your doctor and leave them walking awkward. Speed up. Living in the fast lane, fast as I can pull on my fuck money till the cash came. Speed up.
Tell him.
Speed up. Speed up. You know you like it faster. Put your drinks up if you're feeling to get plastered. Speed up.
Yo, it's just me, man.
Speed up.
So saucy when I zoomin' down a freeway. Pedal to the metals, all gas down, use brakes. Coming in hot like some pockets out the microwave.
Yeah.
Money on my mind, yo, bitch, when a parlay. So we gettin' active on a strip in downtown Broadway. Nigga, is you hatin' cause your diamonds flying my way? Slow down, boy, you know you can't face me. I tell that bitch, get on up, she tryin' to chase me. Drink in my cup, I got perp in my blunt. Bad bitches on my nuts, cash, yeah, I'm gon' cut. Hit the function, 40 water, got a problem, you can't stop em. Cause my niggas goin' in, and you know you can't stop em. Speed up, lil' mama got it poppin'. Speed up, lil' mama keep it rockin'. Speed up, goin' dumb in the function. All my niggas in the tank, please tell me who's gon' stop us.
Speed up, living in the fast lane. Fast as I can pull on my fuck money till the cash came. Speed up. Speed up. Speed up. You know you like it faster. Put your drinks up if you're feeling to get plastered. Speed up. Speed up.
Find me. Speed in. Like tweakers on the stand. See scars on my face. Feeling kind of testy. Lyrically, I'm tempty. Watch how you address me. So slow down. You know you can't catch me. I'm going fast. Mouthpiece like a lamb, but you still won't slow. Better beat that camo. I'm something you can't handle. Bitch, cause scandals all up in the club. Slap her off the sandals.
Shout out to Alexis S. Angelo. Big Meech. Critical Acclaim. Diana B. D-Lo. D-Nasty. Frank W. Honey. J. Dizzle. J. Dot. Joni. Kelly City. Kiki. Lil' Lady Mars. Over. Pay A. Shard A. Star. Team SBK. Varsity. And Young D. Cali City shit. We out here.
That's how it starts, you know? Taking bitches out to eat. Meals and whatnot. Next thing you know, you wake up in a rest haven for hoes. A sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? What if we end up with a hoe for a grandma? Riley, shut your dumb ass up. What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe.
Riley.
This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys. I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat?
I didn't want to believe Riley. I wanted Granddad to have finally found love in his life. But I've never been one to ignore the obvious.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays. The Dagger. Let me get my lines right. Yeah, this is the Dagger. Slap Sundays. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio. There we go. Got it right. Remember, it's still time to call in if you want to get in. 661-621-7559. Either just chill in the queue. You press 1 to holler at me. Right now, it's me hanging out with my newest beauty of the week, Miss Ladybug. Still good?
I'm chilling right now. What's poppin'? Oh, good.
Just making sure we still got you in the building. We got the phone lines blowing up right now, so let's see who all checking in right now. I know some of these numbers, so the ones I know I'm going to call out. Like, right here, let's get her in here. Miss Fadoos, first time caller. How you feeling?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Nada, same shit, new day, hanging out here. Thank you for calling and checking in with your boy. How you feeling?
I'm feeling cool, smoking up with my brother right now.
Ah, lucky you, lucky you. So jealous, so jealous. Hold on, let's see who else we got in here today. Of course, I know who this number is right here. Miss MIA checking into the building. How you doing, MIA? How you feeling today?
Yo, what it do, Dagger? Congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then it's always funny because, you know me, I don't do dates. But, you know, you never forget your own shit. You never forget your own birthday. You never forget
it's
your own anniversary.
It's your anniversary.
We is not going Tony Tone today. No, we're not.
Hey, I just did it for you. You feel me?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, of course, my co-host from Wednesday is hanging out with us here as well. Just checked in. Queen V, how you feeling?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm enjoying the anniversary, hanging out with the ladies tonight, of course. The fellas checked in earlier. The ladies left better late than never. But, hey, it's all good. What's up with you?
Stop it. No, I just got off work and getting in chill mode right now.
It takes about an hour to get into chill mode when you get off of work.
Yeah.
But that's good to be working, though, right? You're happy to be working, though, right? That's always the good thing. But, yes, yes, yes. I got to get into the shit talking portion of my show because, like I said, you know, I gotta get some things off my chest. Actually, I'm going to kind of feel bad about talking shit about this because, on one hand, you know, I don't like talking about kids and families and everything like that, but when shit bothers you, it bothers you. All right, so see if y'all follow with me on this, right? I'm in Walmart the other day. Now, also keep in mind, no disrespect to anybody that shops at Walmart, but we all know that Walmart is like the most hood store with the biggest discounts and everything like that. So we know the type of people that tend to shop at Walmart, either those looking for really discounted prices or people that just be on that hood shit. Let's just be honest. That's what Walmart is. I'm in Walmart, right, chilling with the whole girl or whatever. She's getting some shit. I'm in Walmart. And there's a family of Mexicans following us around the store. I felt like they were following us around the store. Like I said, we would go to one section, you would look over, and like I said, I'm trying to be as tasteful about this as possible, but the whole family was like retarded, and I mean literally. I'm sorry to say that, but it was like there was like six kids. It was like, okay, there was the mother and the father and like six to seven kids. All right, now, the father was retarded or handicapped. He's riding around in the motorized shopping cart or whatever, right? He's riding around in that, and he's got a little limp. His face looked kind of long. He looks kind of droopy, right? So he's special. There was something wrong with him. Now, his wife was like 4'2", like a midget almost damn near. Like she was really short, kind of pudgy, looked a little slow as well. And then all the kids, there was something wrong with the kid. Like I said, I don't like talking about kids, but I tried to avoid these people as much as possible while walking through Walmart and shopping, but every time and every place I looked, they were there. And it was like, are y'all following me around? Because I think y'all just want me to talk about y'all. So this is the only reason I'm talking about them. Now, the first kid, the oldest son, he was the most retarded out of all of them because he was that retarded, like, you know, like you got to hold on to the cart and don't go nowhere. Like, you know, he had the limp going. You know, drools coming out the side of his mouth. You know, he was fully blown retarded, right? Then you go down. Then there were twins. They had two little girls. Now these girls, I shouldn't be talking about kids, but these girls, like I said, I don't think their retardedness had kicked in yet. You know, I think the older you get, the worse it gets. I think the younger you are, the easier it is. I guess with just this family, it seems like.
Sounds fucked up, Dagger. So what happened? You know what? I actually experienced a family like that before, so I kind of know what you're talking about. Like, everybody has something a little bit wrong with
them.
Like, either
one
has an anger problem, or one is really slow, or one super quiet, but he's a fighter. Like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to look, and like I swear, I try to avoid situations so I don't talk bad about things. But I swear to y'all, every time I would go, we were downstairs, and then I would go, we went upstairs to another section, and I was chilling with her up there. You know, she was looking for stuff or whatever. And then, sure enough, here they come down that section, or like on the other side of the aisleway or something like that. They just kept following me around, so I just kept looking at this, right? And like the twin girls had like any. They had the elongated face, you know, like both their eyes was messed up on the same side. So, you know, they were twins. You could tell they were twins, but they were equally
messed up.
Like, I'm
so
sorry.
So what did they do, though? Like, what the fuck happened?
No, on the other hand, it's not that they did anything. I mean, I don't know if y'all know Mexicans or notice Mexicans. Y'all realize when Mexicans go out places with their kids, Mexicans let their kids seem to do whatever they feel like they want to do. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Okay, like, no, I'm not tripping. Like, they just be letting their kids run around. Like, you would think that Walmart was the biggest playground for this group of retarded kids. That's why I kept noticing them, because they was running around acting the ass, right? And then you would want to slap the shit out of one of these kids, and they're like, oh, they're retarded, you know? But then at the same time, it's like, no. Somebody needs to slap the shit out of these kids. And then
somebody needs to teach them respect and teach them they're in the store. This is not Chuck E. Cheese. Like.
And then let's keep in mind, like I said, then the next one down, the next little boy, right, this little kid, he's sitting up here. You know how they have those activity books for kids, right? You know, the little kid, it's either a little pop-up book or you peel off the sticker and you find out where in the book the sticker goes. You know the little activity books for kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
This little retarded boy was sitting all by himself. You would have thought his family didn't give a fuck about him. You know, he just found his little book, had him a little seat, and was sitting there. And then I noticed the book. The book was already done. I'm looking over the shoulder because while I'm waiting for her, and I see the kid over there sitting, I'm kind of looking at his shoulder while he's over there doing. The book, the stickers are already all where they're supposed to be, so the little kid is simply picking up the sticker, flipping through the pages and going back to the same page and putting the sticker back where he just lifted it up from. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like,
at least he was smart enough to do that.
But I'm like, oh. I'm like, will somebody come get this kid? Will somebody come? And he's sitting on like a pile of dog food and shit, just really just do, like. It had the thickest fucking glasses I've ever seen on a kid since I used to wear glasses. I've always worn glasses, but, you know, when I was a kid, I had the thick pair of glasses because, you know, your parents don't think about fashion or whatever as far as glasses go when you're a child. They just throw you the biggest pair, the cheapest pair you can get. So I had me a pretty thick pair of glasses back in the day, but they still wasn't as thick as this kid's pair of glasses that he had on his head trying to do these damn stickers and shit. So that shit was pissing me off. Not pissing me off, but it was just more so like already. And then the other one, the cutest baby out of them all was the little. They had a little baby daughter that was sitting in the that was sitting on the shopping cart or whatever at the top of the shopping cart, and she was the cutest one of them all. But I'm like, I'm looking at the rest of the family, and I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for her. Like, are you gonna? This is what you're growing up into. This is what you got to look forward to. I really hope not, because she was cute. But, you know, babies are always cute. And then keep in mind, like I said, I'm in the store doing the best that I can to try to not talk about these people while they're running around acting ass. We're in the store till the store damn near about to close. And you know when you're in the store and they're about to close, they give you that thing like, okay, everybody, make your final purchases, bring it to the front. So we finally get to the front of them. And then sure enough, I can't even get out the store, and showing up this whole family of retarded people come downstairs and then are waiting in line right behind me to get out the store. So I had to deal with this retarded family for all of about 30, 45 minutes in Walmart already.
So I know you was happy to get away from them because it almost felt like you was falling apart of their family,
you.
Like you was walking with them. Like, it's like, oh, I can't talk to nobody because they're going to think I'm with them. Or, like,
I couldn't do anything.
They're going to think this, watch out.
I was all through that store trying to help the homegirl find some shit and everything like that. And through every little corner, through every little nook and cranny, it was one of the retarded kids. Yeah. It was one of the. And then I'm going to also say it like this. The moral of this whole story is, to me, is that if you have one retarded kid, okay, man, there's one. Okay, two, three. I mean, once you get past three and your kids is retarded, you might want to stop having kids. It's not working. Y'all genetics together is not creating good kids.
But I'm saying, just like you said, just like if the mother and the father was kind of slow, maybe they really didn't know. I mean, maybe they thought that was normal.
No, it's not normal. Well, you gotta know what normal is. I'm sorry, you have to know it. And the fact that, like I was saying, if you're too retarded or you're too slow to even discipline your own retarded and slow kids,
you know we can't use that word
problem.
Anymore. It's mentally challenged.
Oh, I can't say retarded. Oh, mentally challenged. No, I'm gonna blame it on my oldness. You know how they say when old people, like it's like when old white people call black people colored. It's like they old.
Yeah.
You gotta let them get away with that. They old. That's my excuse. I'm old. We call people retarded if they retarded. Point blank. Period. But that was just something. Like I said, I don't like talking about kids. I don't like bad mouth and shit and everything like that. But it was just a bad combination. It was Mexicans. It was a lot of Mexicans. It was lack of discipline. It was retarded people. It was all in one group in one family. And it just irritated me the whole time I was in Walmart. And that was the main reason. Like I said, Walmart, you find the craziest people in Walmart. The craziest shit goes down at Walmart sometimes. But that was just my little story right there real quick of what I had to experience, the dumbest shit I had to experience this week. But it wasn't really just, like I said, I hope people don't feel bad about me or talk bad about me. Well, feel free to talk bad about me. I don't care. That shit bothered me. And it shouldn't bother me, but I mean, it's I can't even explain it. Yeah, if y'all would have been there, y'all would have something to say. It's one of those situations where it's like you would have said something to your friend or whoever you was with. You would have said something like, look at these motherfuckers over here. You would have said something. So I know I'm not the only one. I'm just mad enough to sit here and say it. So, and then the person I was with was tripping off the same shit I was tripping off of. I'm like, you see this whole retarded family over here following us around the store, right? And then every time we went to a new section, I would tell her, like, look, there they go again. Like, yup, there they go. She even started talking shit about them. I'm like, we can't get up out of here. We got to go. But, oh, man, I'm going to go to hell and talk about people's kids. But, no, but I'm sorry. That's just wrong. Take care of your kids. And if you have three retarded kids, don't go for six retarded kids. Like I said, stop at three. Because it's just not going to work. But,
Hey, you can best believe they're getting that bank, though.
Oh yeah, they make it. Yeah, that was up in there. They had like
that bank.
They had like four shopping carts full of shit though between that whole family.
I bet they did.
They was in there coming up in Walmart, but I was just like, wow. And then like I said, the oldest one, and like I said, their retardedness comes in as they get older. It's like the oldest one was just the most, like, you know, the most messed up one of all. Like, he couldn't go nowhere. He had to hold on to the cart, you know, he had to wobble, he had to drool. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, just that, like, no, all he made was noises. You know, the one that would stare off in the face and just make noise. Y'all know who I'm talking, y'all know the type I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
Talking.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, let's get back, let's leave him alone. But, yeah, y'all, thanks for everybody that's been here. I'm going to let my panel get their shout-outs and everything out real quick because I got to give a shout-out to everybody that's been here for the year. I'm going to go down my playlist, shout-out everybody I recognize, anybody that's called in, anybody that supported the show. Just make sure I know that I see y'all as well. And then just everybody out there, like I said, this is year one. Depending on the amount of years that we have, would depend on, like I said, how much support we get, if y'all going to ride with me, and we'll keep it going for as long as it can possibly go on. So, Five Deuce, real quick, any shout-outs you want to give, any links if you want people to holler at you or anything real quick, or just anything you want to say before we get up out of here? Deuce. Five Deuce. See, people don't be paying attention. It's okay. MIA. Any shout out you want to give real quick? Anything before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you on making it to a year with Bang Out Radio, doing your thing. You got 2 shows now. You got over 500 listeners. You got supporters. You got artists and everything. You know, I got your back. I'm just proud of you. And I know we're going to get our studio. You feel me? You can catch me on Facebook at Mia So Real. I mean, shout out to Boss Fly, BOHG, and everybody else who coming out independently, doing their thing, just get it popping. And shout out to Miss Ladybug, you doing your thing. I heard your whole interview, and I'm trying to get on your status. You feel me? So just
like
keep
Ladybug
it going,
too.
You know? Keep it going.
Yes, ma'am. Good looking. And then hold on real quick. Let's switch it up real quick. Hold on. Come on. Don't fuck up now. Why you gotta fuck up now? We were doing so well. Wait. I think we just got. There we go. Wait. Come on. You can do it. There we go. Queen V, any shout outs you wanna give real quick? Anything you wanna say before we get up out of here this week?
Shout out to my boy the Jagger. Wow, you made it to a year, and I mean, and I'm happy to be a part of the team. congratulations to you. Shouts out to my little sister, Saleya. She had her 19th birthday yesterday. Let's see. Shouts out to all independent artists, anybody supporting us and fucking with us, Bang Out Radio. You guys can find me on Facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBaby. You guys can find me on Twitter at QueenVicky21. You guys can find me every Wednesday night on West Coast Wednesday Hump Night.
That's
from
right.
From 9 to 11. That's it, y'all. I mean, send me your music. I'm still getting that together too. Please send me your music. Queen V 1991. Queen V V E E 1991@gmail.com. Okay, now I'm done.
For sure. Hold on real quick. Queen V checking in with your boy. Like I said, always West Coast Wednesdays. My co-host right there. Make sure y'all check us out every Wednesday, 9 to 11. Hold on. Let's get in real quick. Not last at all. Definitely not least. Just always late than a motherfucker. I'm still mad about my damn car. This nigga right here. My nigga Fresh with it. What it do?
What it is, man, I told you, man, my bag, I was faded, and I threw it in your car. That was my fault, you know?
Yeah, just for those that don't know, like I said, you late. We could have got into that conversation, but it's like I said, we'll save that. But, yeah, this my nigga right here, man, we got turned up last night. Went to go check out Miss Elegance party out in Lancaster. We won't speak on the party right now. It's too late. We'll have to save it for next week. We'll leave that alone, but... My nigga right here did get turned up, and then on the way back, of course, coming through Hollywood, do a little quick story. All of a sudden, my nigga got my side door open, just hanging out the door, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Like, I'm thinking he just needs some air. You know how dogs stick their head out the window to get air? So I'm thinking he just needs some air. And then all of a sudden, just, hold on, nigga, I might want to pull over while you just Earl out the side of my car. Like,
well, he's telling you, like, nigga, he just looked at me. Like, what?
And then I looked, I'm like, what? Are you really like, yeah, nigga, I'm throwing up. Like, oh, okay. Like, nigga, I had to stop traffic in the middle of Hollywood. Like,
this is happening right now.
Then, okay, nigga, you good? Like, yeah, I'm good. Drive about 2 blocks, and then, like, nah, nigga, hold up. Pull back. But it's okay. Like I said, you always feel better after you throw up. I know that. I know it's cool. But then, the only part that really pissed me off, right, the only part I was upset about was that, you know, I'm tipsy and everything, too. You know, I got to drive, and I got to stay focused. So, you know, I'm trying to make jokes and everything so I can continue to stay awake. But what I was upset about the whole situation was not last night, was this morning. Because, you know, when you're drunk, when you're tipsy, you know, nothing matters when all that shit goes on. When I wake up this morning and you know, all my shit that died down or whatever. And like, of course, this nigga hit me up this morning talking about my bad about the car last night. I kind of forgot until this nigga explained to me, until this nigga apologized about it. Then I go look at the car, like, ah, of course. Of course, and I don't understand why people can never throw up outside of the car. They always seem to get some shit in the car somehow. Like, I don't understand.
No,
you was far enough. You was far enough out the. Look, nigga, hold on. You was far enough. Your head was far enough out my door. So I don't understand how you got it on my door or on the little pass. I don't understand that. You was leaning far enough out the door. How did you get it right there, my nigga?
I was trying to lean and see that caught me, and I'm like, it was fucked up that whole little time, but it was cool though.
And
you know
it was bad, right? You know it was bad because you ever spill soda in your car around the door? You know, you ever spill soda around the door and you open the door, it has that sticky sound like you know, almost like Velcro when you do that, nigga. That's what my door sounded like, nigga. But it had nothing to do with soda, nigga. That was all you, nigga. That my door sounded. That's how bad it was, nigga. This is nasty, nigga. Like. And then, of course, I'm a nasty motherfucker because I still ain't washed that shit. Nigga. Like, I feel I shouldn't wash it, nigga. But, hey, it's got to get washed. But I don't sit on that side of the car anyway. So I figure if I don't tell nobody, then it's going to be okay. But, no, I got to get that shit washed. That shit is foul. But it's your fault. You did it. But, anyway, nigga, not to put you on blast real quick. Go ahead, nigga. Like, give your shout-outs and everything real quick because we got to get up out of here.
Hey, shout-out for your year on Bank Out, man. You know?
Good looking up, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's find me with Dagger smoking the blunt with it gang, fresh with it, aka.
He's got a Facebook now. You might as well drop it real quick.
You know what I'm saying? It's my new name is Fresh with it, aka get drunk and throw up with it. Wow.
Because that is what you do. I should have YouTube Joe ass nigga, but I also worried about getting rear ended or something like that.
You get no footage. That's your fault.
No, it's not, nigga, because I'm sitting here trying to drive and shit and everything. Like I said, in the middle of fucking Hollywood with a nigga throwing up out the side of the car looking for police and everything like that, nigga, you made us look real suspect. That's all I'm saying. So I couldn't draw more attention to it because you already know me, nigga. I would have parked the car, got out, walked around the other side, nigga, and got the face picture, nigga. Like, you already know me, but we couldn't do that because we was in Hollywood with your drunk ass. But anyway, nigga, good. Good looking out, nigga. And you can also check us out on Smoke Sessions, y'all. We got Witted 2, well, YouTube, but it's going to be called Witted 2 pretty soon. Like I said, me, Witted Boys, my nigga West Witted, Fresh Witted right here, Gutter Witted, new in the gang right now. Like I said, y'all got to check out Smoke Sessions on our YouTube Witted 2 page. Still at dagger.bangout@gmail.com until we get our official Witted 2 YouTube page. But until then, check us out on there, all right? Check out the Smoke Sessions. But good looking out, Fresh Witted, man. I'm going to get at you a little bit later, all right?
Yeah, I mean.
Yes, sir. And then last but definitely not least, Mrs. Ladybug, Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. Again, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for coming through. You're more than welcome to always come through. Just make sure you save the number. And if you got time, feel free to call in and just holler at your boy. Miss Ladybug? Miss Lady, yeah, I guess I lost Miss Ladybug too. Shit, I lost 2 out of 3 people. But that's all right, y'all. Shout out to Miss Ladybug. Like I said, she's been supporting this Dagger's newest beauty of the week. She's going to holler at us anytime. Make sure y'all check her out on Facebook. I just loaded her up so y'all can show her support for her radio station as well. Like I said, they're doing big things too, trying to get on their level. Just got to network, got to stay in touch. But like I said, what I want to do first, I am going to do the shout-outs, but let's just get this business out the way again real quick. Remember, y'all, world premiere, new show tomorrow, Triple M Mondays, Mo Music Mondays. That's all music. That's all I'm going to be playing. Nothing but independent artists for the next 2 hours on Mondays from 7 to 9, same time as here. All right, West Coast Wednesdays, as y'all always know, 9 to 11 with Queen V. Fuck You Fridays, world premiere show next week. All right, that's all talk. That's all just... If you got something to say, that's the time to say it, all right? So make sure you check out that show. And then, of course, Slap Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9. It's been a year. We got another year. We got more shows. We got more things we got popping. So we're going to make it happen, all right? Need drops. Need music. Ooh, excuse me. Ooh, that drink kicking in. Need beauties of the week. Anything y'all trying to connect with me and get at me about, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And before I get out of here, like I said, special shout-outs to anybody that's been out there that's been fucking with your boy from the jump. I'm going to go down to my playlist that I got right here. And if I miss anybody, I'm sorry. Like I said, I support all shows. But the people that I'm going to call out right now, people that have stuck out, that have either called into the show, Beauties of the Week, that have always been supporting the show, people that I know that are here, all right? Besides that, everybody else, much love doing what y'all doing. Just make sure y'all holler at me, all right? So shout out to Jay Dizzle, you know what I mean? Jay Dizzle on the beat, for sure. Amanda G, I see you. Andre Arnez. Let's see, who else in the building? God, so much music. The Architect, Ashton Martin, of course, been holding it down from the beginning. What else we got? Who else in the building? Oh, God, I got to do it this way. B3 Music, brand new. Shouts out to y'all. Who else we got? K-Wise, Quiet Storm. Y'all niggas doing y'all thing, man. Make sure y'all fuck with your boy Lion in the Lion's Den. Young Kicks, the whole squad out there, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. Thank you. Miss Paula, I see you. The Witter Boys, of course. L.A. West Coast all day. Oh, what else? My nigga Big Shot, Free Big Shot. I mean, he'll be back soon. The Boss Click in the building. B-Man, J. Chris, B. Smooth. Breeze. You know what I mean? God, I got names out here, and I'm just in the B's. I'm trying to get through them a little quicker, y'all, but you know how shit gets around here. So I'm trying to make it quick. Lady Cam, definitely representing for the ladies, one of the hardest lady artists out there right now. Daddy the Seducer, see you, Ma, good looking. You been through here. Oh, definitely love that Dippin' Low track. What else we got? Who else? The Levi Kev, of course, checked in earlier. Good looking out. The Hood Stars in the building. Cheddar Boss. Topaz Lachey, the boss lady, doing her music thing. Of course, without her, y'all already know I wouldn't even be here right now. So thanks to her as well. Who else? God, just so many people. Dopey, I see you, man. Good looking out, man. You're always here. Even though you don't call into the show, man, he's always checked in with me, and that's all that matters. So shouts out to Dopey. Her family, your clique, man. Good looking out on everything. Marley B, Rico, good looking out, y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing as well. Thank you. Oh, man. Dustin Morris, you know what I mean? In the building. Who else? Who else sticking out to me? Washe, I see you, man. I see you. Seen the music. Good looking. Jay Pistola, definitely. West Coast music all day. Medusa, that whole crew. Who else? Damn, y'all. Like I said, Cali City. Yes, sir. Hey, brand new track, man, featuring the Dagger fucking with Cali City. Y'all be on the lookout for that, all right? KC Rain, Keelani. Oh, man, Keelani Lust. Who else? Shout outs to all Daggers Beauties of the Week. The LID boys out there in Florida, man. They doing their thing for the ladies. The ladies love these niggas. I don't know. If I was a lady, I guess, but I'm not. But yeah, no disrespect. You know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, the ladies got love for them niggas out there. They doing their things. Lael Rockwell, you know, out of Australia. You know what I mean? Got people across country fucking with your boy. Lil Pre. I see you, man. I see you. Oh, keep going. Who else? Marcus Love, Roger Charles, Magasia, good looking. Who else? Mona, I see you, almost famous. The LV, Hustler, Chunk Sue, been holding it down with your boy from the beginning. Also gave me a beat as well, y'all check it out. That's going to be coming real soon, all right? Chunk Sue beat, smashed up by the Dagger. Miss Elegant, Lyric, her family, her crew, good looking out. Who else? Miss Aliyah, L.A. West Coast all day with you as well. My that West Coast music be banging. My boy Mystery, a.k.a. Mike Hearn. Who else? Am I missing anybody? Like I said, if I miss you, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people here, man. There's a lot. Pay SOB, Reznock, I see you. Like I said, Self-X Music, that's K-Wise and them. Man, I think that's all the people I can get out right now. We are Mars presents the truth. The niggas doing big things. Got can't even hate on them. They doing their motherfucking thing right now. And Weirdo TC, I see you. White Wars, Young Josh, YT, Young Chef. You know what I mean? Doing it for the ladies. Young Sicko. Like I said, that's just everybody I see right now. But anybody out there, like I said, that's been supporting the show, that's been doing their motherfucking thing as far as this show goes. Thank you. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me y'all music. We'll be back next Sunday, 7 to 9, for a whole nother year. Again, Monday, Triple M Show tomorrow, New Music Monday. Well, not New Music. Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday. All right, tomorrow for 7 to 9, so we'll see y'all then. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all check it out. And, what do I want to end today's show with? Where's my... Oh, Hold on, I know exactly what I want to end it with. Hold up. Do it just like this. Make sure y'all have a good week. Make sure y'all safe, y'all sound. Got a lot of things to do. Got a lot of things to wish you could be doing. But like I said, if you ain't doing nothing else, I'm glad you're here with me. And let's see how this new year is going to go. And let's see what we can get into for the new year, all right? But I'm going to do it like this. Fuck it. Throwback, dagger, rise up. I want y'all to rise up with me for the new year. And let's get it cracking, all right? See y'all next week.
You need to get it. He don't right. Wanna love you the right huh. Way. He ain't
Dagger.
Gonna. It ain't where he's at.
Lost.
It's where
Scanner.
He where he wanna be.
Yeah.
Dagger's gonna rise up. Shape the game like the lineup.
That's funny. I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip. Just bet that real shit. They'll be winning. Fuck the haters and the bitches. See the money. Go and get it. Dagger's gonna rise up. The game like the lineup.
That's funny, I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip, just bet that real shit. They'll be with it, but the haters and the bitches see the
yeah.
Money going again.
All I do is kick back, sit back, watch y'all. Climbing up a long ladder, struggling, I can't fall.
Can't
still
fall,
but do it my own way.
Like
I pop smoke, drink, and fuck bitches
all
day. I'm thankful
lying.
For the things that I got. Even broke at the North Pole, I still would be hot. Think not,
nice,
you thought wrong. Think quick while I take a hit of this weed. No stems and seeds, just that's all that I need. Got a puffin' every season, rise and face. I lost some homies through the struggle, that's collateral damage. Music is my life, so I will never pretend that I don't care about myself, y'all, I do it for them. Everyone in every city know for having my back. And all the haters that's been hating since I started to rap. For everyone that hears my voice and then you form an opinion. Good or bad, you talk about me, so the dagger's still winning.
Dagger's gonna rise up, shape the game like a lineup.
That's funny, I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip, just spit that real shit. Tell me when it fuck the haters and the bitches. Like
that's funny, I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip, just spit that real shit. Tell me when it fucks the haters and the bitches. See the money going in.
I try not to trip, the dagger's pretty cool to being calm. I don't want to terrorize the city like I'm King Kong. That would be wrong. Rather play it smart and keep it cool than let you other niggas run around and act a damn fool. Do your thing, I don't care, just don't bring it here. I'll put a beam on your nose and root off the reindeer. I go through drastic measures with protecting my people. I get down where I'm medieval, yup, the dagger is evil. Not how I want to be, y'all forcing me to bring it out. I don't like to hear another grown man shout. I'd rather kill him quick unless I need information. And when I get it, then it's over, without hesitation. I never want to kill, too much death in the world. Y'all niggas rather shoot each other, you niggas is bored. Self-defense the only reason I have to kill. If for the fam or the flaw scare, you know that I will.
Dagger's gonna rise up. The game like a lineup.
That's funny, I need to sign up.
Don't trip, just hit that real shit. Tell me when it's the haters and the bitches. See the money going in. Dagger's gonna rise up. Shape the game like a lineup.
That's funny, I need to sign up.
Don't trip, just
hit
that real shit. Tell me when it's the haters and the bitches.
No matter what I face, if it's in my way, I knock it down. And if I can't make it move, I find another way around. I'm too smart to stop while you dumb niggas never start. Scarecrows and tin men, no brain, no heart. Get your courage up, you cowardly lion. Every story has to end when you were born, you were dying. So I ain't tripping off the bullshit. The game of life is too quick. So if you try to play it bad, your ass better not trip. Or you can play slow, sit watch the time go. It's almost 2010, I graduated double O. 6 years before that, bought my first weed set. Rolled up, spun my first blood, never looked back. Now I gotta hustle, I need more money, more. Now I'm chilling with Sally, selling sacks by the seashore. I will be more, but right now, I'm just me. Still that educated criminal without a felony.
Dagger's gonna rise up, shape the game like a lineup.
That's funny, I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip, just
spit
that real shit. Tell me when it's up, the haters and the bitches. See the money, go and get it. Dagger's gonna rise up, shape the game like a lineup.
That's funny, I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip, just spit that real shit. Tell me when it's up, the haters and
one
the bitches. See the
okay,
money, go and get it. Dagger's gonna rise up, shape the game like a lineup.
That's funny, I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip, just spit that real shit. Tell me when it's up, the haters and the bitches. The game like a lineup.
That's funny, I ain't even signed up.
Don't trip, just put that real shit. Tell me when it's up, the haters and the bitches.
Woo!
See the money
going in. We out. Yeah. Flaw scan. The dagger. L.A. All day. Yeah.
Yo, this is Summer Azul, and you are now listening to Slap Sundays with my boy The Dagger, playing those slappers from the top indie artists from around the world. Let's go.